Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Here comes autumn, especially noticed in the northern parts of Utah. The colors, the cool air, the absence of many insects, the falling leaves, and the occasional dusting of snow in the mountains. In these weather-changing conditions, wildlife species have four options: adapt to colder weather, migrate to better conditions, hibernate, or die. Today, we'll consider migration. As recorded by the National Geographic Society, entomology professor emeritus Hugh Dingell mentions five basic characteristics of migration. First, prolonged movements that carry animals outside familiar habitats. Second, they tend to be linear, not zigzag patterns. Third, they involve special behaviors of preparation and arrival, such as overfeeding. Fourth, they demand special allocations of energy. And fifth, they maintain attention to the greater mission. They feel they can eat, rest, or mate later. The entire migration movement involves body shape, physical processes, and genetics of each species. For 10 years, scientists have been documenting one of the largest aerial mass migrations on Earth. According to Science Magazine, 3.5 trillion insects were recorded on radar traveling from southern England to Africa and back. They represented over 3,000 tons of biomass, which was more than 7 times that of the 30 million songbirds that make that same annual flight. Movements don't have to be monumental to be considered migratory. For instance, some consider the daily changes in depth of ocean zooplankton to be a form of migration. They spend the day near the surface benefiting from the food provided by the sunlight, then sink to darker depths at night to hide. Some rattlesnakes in western Canada are also considered migratory, as they have been tracked to relocate anywhere from 5 to 33 miles each year. This movement is spurred by cold temperatures, which reduce food, and a scarcity of good den sites below the Earth's surface. Pronghorns, which are not really antelopes, travel far and fast, around 60 miles per hour. One group of nearly 20,000 goes from Grand Teton National Park south to the sagebrush plains near Pinedale, Wyoming, for the winter. The routes of these groups do not vary, which can be hazardous if they're blocked by snows. Biodiversity of ecosystems and processes which enable each species to survive is critical, but conservation scientists also try to preserve migrational behaviors. No doubt there are fragile creatures which travel south to avoid cold temperatures as well as lack of food. The monarch butterfly comes to mind. The disappearance of flowers and the freezing cold would spell doom for them in northern climates, so they embark on a 3,000-mile journey to Mexico or Southern California. Dragonflies will go 10,000 miles. Elephant seals and humpback whales swim over 13,000 miles. For birds, northern wheatears and pectoral sandpipers fly 18,000 miles. But the champion distant migrant, the Arctic tern, flies 44,000 miles from the Arctic north of Greenland to Antarctica every year. And the longest non-stop flight goes to the barred-tailed godwit at over 7,000 miles from Alaska to New Zealand in 9 consecutive days. An entire program could also be dedicated to human migrations. But as we close this session of fall migrations, consider the words of George Eliot, who wrote the following in 1841. "Delicious autumn, my very soul is wedded to it. And if I were a bird, I would fly about the earth seeking the success of autumns." This is Ron Helstern for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.